Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, news breaking in the last 45 minutes or so, Donald Trump, Truth Social, we are going to take Karg Island tonight. Lee, text rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Good morning, Tara. I love the fact we're going to take the island, but is it safe for our troops to advertise it in advance?
Yeah, I kind of wonder about that.
I do, too. I don't know the answer to that
question.
Could
this be a deception, though?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, after all, it's been like 2 weeks ago. Bloomberg had the story, hey, it looks like Project Freedom is actually up and running and we're escorting cargo through. CENTCOM said, no, we're not. And they denied it, swatted it down, said the article was incorrect. Well, it turns out it was correct. So in war, absolutely, we will lie to you. So that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just hope he doesn't taco.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't chicken out. I hope you just do it. Just take it. Well, just take the dang island. And you know what? Here, I said this in the beginning, okay? Way before we got to any of this negotiation silliness. We are going, I played Mike Cirelli, who I have tremendous respect for, and he was even saying, like, week one, look, guys, we're going to take Karg Island. We're going to have to take the Channel Islands. We're going to have to keep them for a very long time, probably decades. And that's okay. It's worth it. That's not a full-scale war, but we're going to have to babysit the Strait. That's where we are in the world today. Or if we don't, China will take it, using Iran as a proxy. Your choice. So that's where we are, and I'm glad we're finally stepping up to do it.
Well, I just want to see some action, although I must admit I may be falling to a new syndrome, the Trump deal fatigue syndrome. Yes. That's something I've thought about, because I'm getting fatigued about all the deals. Listen, I still have confidence in him and his team.
I do too.
And certainly the Department of Defense to handle anything that goes on. I just hope the right decisions are made strategically. But I'm fatigued with all the deal making. But I mean, that's what this guy does. That's why we hired him as president, because he's a deal maker. He makes things happen. I mean, you look at the things that have changed from the Biden administration, even though you've had everything from the Supreme Court to federal judges and the Democratic Party and the American media fighting him every step of the way, he's still been able to make a tremendous amount of change to the direction this country was going in a very short period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and we're making tremendous progress domestically. In fact, I think it's really helping Trump that all the attention's been on Iran, because he is absolutely systematically dismantling the Democrats' fraud machine at every level. It's honestly astonishing to watch. I mean, we just had this update, 4 million people now removed from the SNAP rolls. That's incredible. Yesterday's was, 20,000 HUD housing units. So that could be Section 8 or actual government-owned housing, 20,000 units occupied by illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
More than 24,000 illegal immigrants. And in addition to that, another 200,000, where Joe Biden, again, you're seeing the same pattern, lifted the fraud controls. So you don't even have to prove citizenship or that you actually need the public housing to get it. They let 200,000 people into public housing using that method, Lee, in just 4 years.
And if you'd been an actual American citizen that was born here, you would not have been able to access that.
It's supposed to be for you.
Right.
And I even wonder internally, we didn't have proof of this, but it wouldn't surprise me if Democrats had actually built a system that prioritized illegal immigrants, because they have to find somewhere for them to stay or they'll go home. There's not enough jobs for them. So every day it is a blockbuster, mind-blowing fraud story.
If Democrats can get dead people to vote, maybe they can get deported people to vote.
Yeah, no, that's the plan.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the plan. No, they break you down. They wear you down. They wear you down. It's going to be, well, you know, but illegals have been voting for 15 years, Judge. We can't stop it now. You know, and this is how it happens. gradually illegals get driver's licenses. Now they're in the emergency room. Now you've got to serve them. And then it just becomes normal. And now it's a human right. They are erasing citizenship by just casually breaking the law on such a scale that it just normalizes it. No, it's just normal for illegals to be on the rolls. No, don't worry. They'll only vote in the city election.
Yeah.
You can count on us. Okay, cool. Can we see the voter rolls so we can just verify that they aren't voting in federal elections? No, sue us.
Yeah.
And then when we sue them, they won't turn them over.
Right, exactly. We'll still defy what, you know, the judge says. So.
Yeah, because you're just normalizing it until there will be no distinction between us and them.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's what Trump is fighting. But, I mean, he's doing an amazing job at that. But we take Carg Island, we're going to control the strait.
Yeah. Well,
and we're going to make sure, at least for now, that China and Iran cannot do what they started to do and did for about a week, where they were charging tolls and you could either pay in yuan or Iranian Bitcoin. And the only other stipulation was that any energy going through had to be bought and sold in yuan as well. So, you know, basically enforcing monetary policy, anti-American trade policy at the point of the gun, it cannot be allowed.
Yeah.
That's war at this point. And when you see how well it worked in the Red Sea and is still working, we need to go over there and kick their butts next. China is using the Houthis with Chinese targeting technology. Same technology they targeted our bases with and killed those 7 service members in the beginning of the Iran war. They did that for Iran. You watch in the Red Sea. What did they do? They blocked almost all the cargo going through there to supply Europe except Chinese ships. What is that? Well, now Europe has had to switch vendors. Now you got to buy from China because the other guys don't get through. You want to live in that world?
No.
I won't live in that world. No. It's only going to get worse. And then it's going to be, that was just the opening volley. They did it for a week. And I thought it was really wise of Trump to step back for that week and let us see what China would do. He just needs to explain it better. Because I'm going to tell you what will happen after that. It's going to be, well, we have a new demand today. You pay the toll, you buy the energy only in yuan. Oh, and by the way, you'll be buying Huawei software and installing kill switches in your system.
Yeah, right.
That's what's going to happen. There's one person who can stop it, and it's Donald Trump. And maybe going forward, the Republican Party, if we get the right Republican. Democrats will not stop it. Not as long as China and Iran are funding all those Democrat groups. They are merging. They will not stop it. There is no other way to do this but to rip the leadership out by the roots. We need a real Iranian leader who's not going to cut deals with China and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself. There's no other way forward. I mean, this whole Democrat loyalty to China thing is adding a whole new angle to our foreign policy we've never had before. And it's a mess. So, do you think he does it, Lee? Do you think he does it this time?
No.
I know, me either.
I'm just taking Carg Island sounds good on paper and in the, you know, on social media. I don't see that happening because if you're going to take something like that, it means you've got to occupy it. That means you've got to put ground forces on there. I don't think we want to do that. And of course, the importance with Carg Island is where 90% of the oil exports from Iran go from.
Yes. And glad you brought that up.
That's why it is strategically important. And we've already hit some of the defensive bases and defensive operations that they have there. We've already been striking that area. According to the intelligence reports that I've seen. So that's been going on for some time. So I don't know.
Take Carg Island, and I've been wondering this for a while, this may be wild speculation. Maybe take Carg Island involves something we've never seen before, like take Maduro did. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we just saw an amphibious drone rescue 2 service members yesterday, something we like really never seen before after Iran shot it down. Maybe there's... I don't know, robot army? I'm not sure.
Who knows? You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, who knows what tricks we have up our sleeves?
Well, I'm hoping we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's plenty of things that we have that we as American people don't know. Because at times I think that are at least slightly above China and certainly Russia. I have no confidence in the Russian military anymore. There's this whole Ukraine war with them has shown them not necessarily be a paper tiger, but certainly a tin tiger. That is not I wouldn't consider them a peer level adversary at this time, but the Chinese, yes. But at times I'm worried that we're not high enough above China. Then there's other times where I think, oh, wait a minute, I think we got this. But I don't want it to have to come to that, to where we've got to prove it with things going boom.
Yeah. Remember, they said we didn't have directed energy weapons, insisted on it, debunked it, and it turned out we had them the whole time. You know, we have other weaponry, too, that can completely fry the systems of anyone who attacks our troops. So,
alien species we claim that we have got the negotiations going on with.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
But I think we can take Karg Island. I can't say we can take it without any casualties, but I do think we could take Karg Island.
It can be done, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holding it's the other issue, though.
Yeah, and I think Iran doesn't have much. I mean, if we decide we're going to take them out, I think we could take them out. I mean, what do they have? Some those little mosquito silly boats? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, and some missiles. But again, what are they going to do? Blow up their own oil infrastructure? Heck, maybe they will. I don't know. Be interesting to see where we are this time tomorrow. Again, if you're just tuning in, Donald Trump announcing it. We are going to take Karg Island apparently tonight. We'll see.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.